I'm convinced the relative position of higher education in California for the next 10 years will depend largely on the outcome of budget negotiations in Sacramento this year. Certainly the fortunes of the Irvine campus are at a crossroads. We still have before us the vision of a great university campus carved from these rolling grazing lands. But we have the immediate task of deciding the character of this institution based on a realistic assessment of the resources with which we must work. By their nature, our decisions this coming year will guide us for the decade to come. As of today, I can report, despite the stringencies of tightening budgets for higher education in California over the last 4 years, the University of California stands as the product of a 100-year tradition of quality education for all those who could qualify on the basis of talent and effort. But I fear that under the continued competing pressures for state financial resources, our representatives in Sacramento may be tempted at this time to diminish this traditional opportunity for the youth in this state to a point where the university will not be able to fulfill its designated role in the system of public higher education. I believe this would be a tragic mistake. To cut further into the meat and bone of the university threatens to force this great institution to cut its programs in ways which can only mean fewer and less valuable opportunities for young people who as yet have no voice in the matter. I believe we run a very real risk of damaging an investment which has taken nearly a century to build and which should remain as a legacy for our children. I'm somewhat heartened by Governor Reagan's recent public advice that there is no longer any fat in state government in California, that further cuts would result in diminished governmental services. Certainly the governor and the state's legislators must understand by now that this is the case for the university as well. They must also come to understand that quality education programs which have taken many years to build are fragile and may be destroyed far more easily than most other types of public services. We must keep in mind, and I believe we must do more to provide this information to the people of this state, that the university is an asset which is very important to all the people, not just its students. The University of California, along with only a very few major institutions of its kind, is a unique national resource of proven value, a resource which is responsible in no small measure for the strength and the wealth of our nation. The university affects and enhances all of our lives in many ways. Through its teaching, it provides the brightest of our young the opportunity to expand the scope of their lives and to assume roles of leadership in our society. Through its research, it provides the cutting edge of new knowledge on which our society depends in large measure to help find solutions to its many problems. The university is at once a repository for the culture and knowledge of the centuries, and a generator of new approaches and new understanding for which our time has special need. Now, I'm well aware that there are many voices, some of whom qualify as experts in the field, who clamor for a redefinition of the university's role in society. But I am one who believes we must be very careful in this matter, for I believe very simply that we risk tossing out something of proven value in exchange for something unknown. I believe our responsibility is to experiment and to innovate, but to make changes in the structure only on the basis of proven value. Despite any impression which may be abroad in the community, those of us who are involved with the educational institutions, particularly the university, are aware that the people who man them are fundamentally conservative about their management and operation. Yet we are acutely aware of the very strong pressures for change, not the least among them being the reality of the budgets within whose scope we must work.